Over half a century later, the Czech police have, for the first time ever, issued charges connected with the forced collectivization of farms by the communist regime in the 1950s. According to press reports on Thursday, officers recently began the prosecution of a former communist functionary who is now in his late 70s. Ian Willoughby reports.
In 1945, future communist president Clement Gottwald assured Czechoslovakia's farmers they'd have nothing to fear if his party came to power. Rather than take farmers' property, they would increase it, he said in a speech. The reality was extremely different, with the communists following the Soviet model of severely repressing so-called kulaks, relatively rich farmers. The criterion for being considered wealthy in 1950s Czechoslovakia was ownership of 15 hectares of land. More than five decades after the forced nationalization of such property, the Czech police have begun a prosecution in connection with a concrete case for the first time ever, issuing charges against a 77-year-old man in the village of Třičice, east of Prague, the newspaper Hospodářské noviny reported on Thursday. Pensioner Rudolf Pavlíček was only 21 when, as a National Committee functionary, he received the power to decide the fates of local farmers, including Karel Horáček, whose family's complaint led to the current prosecution. In 1952, Pavlíček is alleged to have put his signature to a decision stripping Horáček of his property and expelling him from the locality. A similar fate was met by thousands of families at that time. Many farmers ended up in extremely harsh labor camps. Some committed suicide. Rudolf Pavlíček is refusing to speak to the press, though his lawyer says the matter is covered by the statute of limitations. And it's true that only deeds at variance with the law of the time can be punished today. However, the Gottwald-led communists issued internal guidelines in 1951 on tactics to be used against kulaks. First, they demanded ridiculously high yields of foodstuffs. Then, when these impossible demands weren't met, the property was seized. Such guidelines were both illegal and unconstitutional. The director of the Office for the Documentation and Investigation of the Crimes of Communism, Pavel Bret, told Hospodářské noviny. His office has received some 350 complaints against violent dekulakization and is currently considering bringing charges against two other former communist officials. Meanwhile, if found guilty of abuse of public office, 77-year-old Rudolf Pavlíček could face up to 10 years in jail.
Ian Willoughby reporting. Now we turn to this story. 1 month